that you might not know. Before I was a hip-hop icon, yo. And before I was a top-level Mike Honcho. When I was a little kid, I did Taekwondo. My hero at the studio was named DC. He was a black belt of the second degree. My parents had split up when I was a toddler, and DC felt like a replacement father. Friendly, warm, likable, and he could break three concrete blocks with his hand. The coolest guy at the gym. I hoped one day I would grow up to be like him. Now when DC freeze barred, he put on an athletic cup so that he could keep guard. Not a big deal, a lot of guys wore them, but only DC wore his on top of his uniform. But he was the grown up, so I did the same thing when I got my own cup. And that was just fine until my fam moved, and I started at another dojo, brand new. Jaws must have dropped when I walked in the spot with my pants underneath and my jock on the top. And poor little me did not have a clue. That was something that you just didn't taekwondo. Pull up a chair and move in close. Presenting for your amusement, folks. Use my quotes and my music notes to learn your taekwondos and don'ts. Know 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 your taekwondos and don'ts. As I passed into adolescence, I kept right at it. Classes, lessons, jumping around in PJs of white as I lived through the most awkward phase of my life. Why was I trying to master these feats? My body was changing as fast as my sheets. And the part that's ironic is, martial arts is supposed to give you confidence? Ha! Board breaks wearing braces? Did it. Getting punched in the acne? I did it. Passing out in class cause I had low blood pressure from getting growth spurts? Did it. Voice cracks yelling, hiya! Did it. Trying pressure points on my mom? Did it. Wearing my Bart Simpson boxers to class and you could see them right through my pants? Did it. Pull up a chair and move in close, presenting for your amusement, folks. You just use my quotes and my music notes to cold burn your taekwondos and don'ts. Know 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 your taekwondos and don'ts. Yo! Years later, Zach, 12th grade. Cup in the pants, black belt made. And every Sunday morning, all us black belts would meet for a boot camp workout with just the elite. Now one Sunday, I awoke still high right after a marijuana smoke-filled night. I should have slept in, but decided to sweat it out. So I grabbed my gym bag and I headed out to the dojo, stressed and distraught. I was more of a mess from the pot than I thought, and my eyes were the size of a micron, so I was not looking forward to taekwondo. Now my black belt was a first degree, which is as low as a BB can be. I was certainly the lowest rank there that day, so I got scared when I heard the sensei say that we had a new skill to practice. We were gonna drill fighting back against multiple attackers, and Zach, you'll be the first victim. Everybody else, ready? Get 'em! I groaned, I couldn't have held my own if I hadn't been stoned, let alone fried on the mare I want. Should've stayed home, taekwondo. Farting in the middle of push-ups, did it. Kicking a girl's titty by accident, did it. Listening to tag teams, whoop, there it is, to psych myself up before class, did it. Testing for my black belt twice, did it. Because I failed the first time, did it. But feeling okay about failing, cause later that night I touched my first vagina, did it. Taekwondos and don'ts. Taekwondos and don'ts. Know your taekwondos and don'ts. Know your taekwondos and don'ts. Yeah!